WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post.
Senators don't seem to get it sometimes. Meet the bottom line. We know how to balance a budget check and cut the bull. Sign both sides of a pay. Economic growth is vital to our. We also know that Ecuador border is an ever-growing threat region and an unsecure. Send me to Austin and I'll read. I'm Ben Lamond.
It's paid for by Ben Lamond.
Won't let you down.
Political ad.
Neil Sperry, and I'll be back.
Campaign.
Hi, this is right after a word from our with today's Plant Talk Texasers.
For more than seven
sponsor and friends at
producers have depended on producer the years, farmers and ranch agricultural products and cooperative for quality of livestock feeds, plant services from a full lot, fuel and lubricants, farm and ramming seed and fertilizers. Find it all at producers. Ranch equipment and supplies, your quality service, outstanding high performance products, Team 43. Producer standing results since 9th of Highway 21 in Bryams on Texas Avenue. Avenue North 778-6000 or call 979 to purchase.
If you're
no membership necessary.
Perennial enthusiasts, you're joining the legion of those early spring types are in full about to get your rewards soon to follow. This is a bud and bloom and more. So entirely new perennial. Great time to make plans for success right after this garden. We'll outline the steps this month for a temporary storage message. Why pay every Mueller building? Mueller's back facility when you can own a Mueller. They're affordable and they yard buildings are easy to assumption right in your own backyard. Offer a permanent storage solution. Sizes available in more than 30 with a variety of backyard building kits, complete colors from which to choose the shape. And if your equipment requirements any home or landscape, base Mueller's standard series requires even more storage space to work for you. From where these buildings are ready to go, their pre-engineered bolt workshops to big barns, variety of size and color options. Together buildings come in a variety. Visit them online at Mueller's. You can also visit UELLERINC.com M-Y-O-M, to get a free custom RINC.com. And while you're there, click on the customized building estimate. The perfect combination of color selector tool to make choosing. Find out more about Mueller Steel's an easy decision. To call 877 Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing. That's 877-2-Mueller today. Again, the website Mueller Inc. 2-Mueller. If you want to be successful with a .com. A visible location, perennial gardens start with a highly dedicated beds with those are great when they're grown in. That allows you to plant other perennials nearby. When one type plant for a whole season of color, you have two more to take its place. Finishes and starts looking ugly. You also want the permanence of evergreen place. However, you'll also perennial gardens usually need shrubs to anchor the bed. Away from the house may look best when they're positioned to grass from the fence or the drive. Maybe as a jet out into the sunny, well-drained location driveway. You need a best in full sun. Working. Most perennials do in several inches of organic mulch. The soil thoroughly, mixing in shredded pine bark mulch, matter such as peat moss. If you're amending a compost and rotted manure, add 1 inch of wash yellow like clay soil. You can also add banded shale, but brick sand, or the organic matter. But only in combination with 10 or 12 inches and pull. Rototill all of that down until there are no clods. Pulverize all the soil. Rake the prepared soil into burn larger than a quarter. And edge them with stone, wood, berms to ensure good drainage and edging to maintain the element. Metal or quality plastic. Perennials are available in many different versions. Perennials get from a friend or neighbor who's formed. Some you merely get. They're also available in 4 overloaded with that type. In 1 gallon containers at lower inch and 6 inch pots even. Think sometime soon and going on local nurseries. Start. You can order many of the more exotic ones through the spring. Order sources online types from national mail. Buy locally whenever you can. But do try to buy perennials well watered and fertilized. Keep your per growing actively and produce them once a month while they're. You can start holding back on seeing flower heads once they quit. Prune dead stubble out of the bed on the plant foods. Some type of mulch to discourage to keep it well groomed and use your perennials when they become cridge weed growth. Dig and divide about some of the best for the early crowded. Let's talk about narcissus and daffodils. Spring. I like jonquil, but they're in bloom right now. Of course, you plant them back in the fall. Avoid big types like can. They're beautiful. Back very well. King Alfred and Mount Hood, they don't come creeping flocks, and it's gorgeous. Thrift is a type of fashion plant that many of us just knock. Salus is an old. It makes a beautiful edge. Buy a new each spring. Pinks are sweet little beauties to beds, gardens. Iris blooms, there are perennial types. Birch purple coneflowers, and from late February through March, the daisies in early summer, mid-spring.
Gloria, and then Hardy Amaranth. I like the variety Gold Star season on to my beloved Brillis and Shasta Days perennials, a lot more than just daylilies. Oh, there's some great Sperry, a year-round those. I'm Niels, Texas. Until then, happy tree program and our next Plant Talk. Happy gardening.
Sports fans, I'm Zach Tate. Good morning, sport on Newstalk 1620. Taylor with your morning sports update. The sports update is brought to you WTAW. Local award-winning Kubota and new home by WC Tractor. Your load up. Good morning at 6:52. On dealer in Bryan and Navis. Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball. 21st ranked, but in the end, it just still basketball. Put together a late charge. Missouri last night, 62 wasn't enough as the guys fell to Kennedy after the loss. 58. Here's Coach Billy.
It's in their ball pressure. But Missouri's defense ability to get the ball inside. And there are in a big game, and Tyler Davis was a big key. They double-teamed him some. Got to give Missouri credit. They didn't have. And in the first half, some in the second, 16 turnovers. Their ball pressure forced a six-possession game. That's too many turnovers in that replay, and like Missouri, like.
So we're pretty much handcuffed in the face. Now the Aggies, Davis mired an early foul first half with big man Tyler. Credit to the man defending him, Jared Trouble. Coach Kennedy.
Davis in foul trouble was a big
for Maya Tillman.
Getting Tyler two fouls and Jeremiah was acting in the first half. He picked up and getting it was very aggressive. A big difference in the game. Tyler picking up two fouls was a compared to the last. Jeremiah was in foul trouble. Tyler was in foul trouble here at our place.
No,
I thought that was big in the first half.
60-49 earlier. He's got the better of the Tigers. It's a four-game win streak for the Aggies in the year. The loss snaps were all in 6-7 and SU fall to 17-9. Elsewhere, a big win for Texas Tech SEC play. Elders top 23rd ranked Oklahoma Tech is the 7th ranked Red Raider.
Big win in the Big 12. They're
Oklahoma 88-78 in Lubbock.
Especially because we have so much respect big, but this Coach Kruger and the players back for Oklahoma. Happy for our guys. Right. And so I just really
his squad now sits atop the Big Red Raiders head man Chris Beard all and 10-3 in comp 12 at 22-4 overall the SEC championship play in the A&M student recreation natatips kick off the day at the Texas Center ranked second in the nation while Torium the Aggie women here's men's head coach Jay Hall the guys come in at number 11
SEC Holmes. I mean obviously America all the men's team I believe is the best conference and I'm a bad team they all teams in the SEC zone there's not a about them that are all bring something for us to going to be hard and great environment us being able to compete against them. So this is a great a lot of fun. I mean, obviously this hosted here, it really is. Our team obviously knows this pool. We spend a lot of time in this pool, great moments in this pool pretty well. We've had a lot of our team is and really good things.
Hopefully
so far has handled a lot of
things underway at 10:30 and the maroon and white can get it done. Fall Diamond, the 6th ranked Aggies, AM. On the soft part, when they welcome SFA to Texas, look to build on a 4-0 start PM with broadcast on Willie Found. First pitch is at 5pland.com. 15:50 and Radio Ag Mavericks came up short to the Sacramento. Back out on the court, the Dallas 14-109. Sacramento Kings last night, 1-4 straight, 117-109. San Antonio dropped its third shot, got the better of Minnesota, 129 to Denver and Houston. James Harden finished with 34.26-108. Rockets, but he gave credit to the bench and 13 assists for the Rockets.
Yeah, we got all guys.
Bench for coming in clutch.
Yeah, you know, I said before, second, you know, knocked down a perimeter shot. Guard, you know, guard is the bigs that come out of the paint. You know, before opened up on the perimeter. And going and kind of Brian got going.
Now you heard Harden
carried the stuff fourth quarter.
Added 21 points off the Rockets. Mentioned Ryan Anderson, who provided an action tonight when it welcomes its bench. Houston will be back. Block. And Sean Wall, Sacramento to town at 7 o'clock. And Pyeongchang, becoming the fight, has captured the men's half pipe, win a gold in three separate wins. First American male to mark the 100th gold all-time Olympics. It also marks games. And by the way, they're fourth time for the U.S. in the winter game. Your morning sports update brought to you by this year. And that's been Talk 1620, WWC Tractor on News Taylor. Brad's TAW, I'm Zach. Annual Stake Your Support Dinner. Valley Cares is hosting the 5th of March 3rd. This year's Eric Coulter Field on Saturday funds and focus on the continued theme as MASH and will raise silent and live auctions, support of local veterans, an open bar. Stake Your Support, great steaks, cigars, and honor the brave men and women of our support. A great night to honor Valley Cares. Devoted to immunity, sponsored by Brad's veterans and their families. Improving the lives of military. BradsValleyCares.org. Get your tickets now.
Eyes, favorite color, you don't have to know the exact size. Galleria Spa Salon Boutique or preferred fragrance. Whether it's spa treatment, Peak has got you covered. In beauty or a shopping spree, a day of makeup, Harry a Spa Salon Boutique offers free in their boutique. Gallery, their award-winning smiles, everything, along with at Rock Prairie is their popular meals and service. Gallery Nation, and don't forget gift cards in any denominator. Opening in 2008 at Galleria at Century Square. 18.
Class of 81, owner. This is Jeb Blair. In today's busy world, owner of J&B Propane, with the choices we have made, we are sometimes complacent with suppliers. Regardless of, fortunately, with propane's a choice and change is easy. Your current agreement, you have propane to find out how easy. Contact J&B can benefit you. Visit this hassle-free conversion, propane.com, or call at our website at jmbpropane.com. Call us at 936-JMB-PROPANE-65 for your free
The factory has challenged
Thanks for listening.
100 new trucks. We will up like Chevrolet to sell what? And we will not be under, not back down from a challenge. $1,000 off MSRP. Sold. Now save over 15 Chevy Silverado crew cab. On new 2018 Chevrolet to Tom Light Chevrolet. $15,000 off. All roads at TomLight.com. Chevy Bryan College Station. Online. Savings include 7,000. Find new roads. Package option saving. 77 factory incentive. 750 ends February 28th. The 79 discount. One available.
Stuck 1620 WT. Morning, about a minute till next hour. AW.
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
Yeah, something like that.
Sasquatch. Yeah, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah. Suspect, but Sasquatch.
That's
Sasquatch.
Whatever. Sasquatch.
It's like foot.
May have a guy. Anyway,
like
something to do with A&M. We'll have that in the background. Headphones and police.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Spanked a man. They say a stranger grocery store and 2-year-old son at a when the kid kept asking Georgia stranking his dad for candy. Juan Martinez, the 62-year-old. This did on Tuesday night. Says, well, the son was asked 2-year-old's father. So over again at the store's check asking for a candy bar over and just got annoyed at it and popped out. And Martinez, yep, that'll cost him the kid on the butt one time.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Well, $3,300.
Yeah, really? Not your child.
You never. You,
child abuse.
Well, yeah, he's asking for the candy, too. You never know how. It's going to be nice today, weather-wise. All right, so there you go. Be a high of around 70. Once this fog gets out of here, it's 75. 70 degrees today, just by the way, tomorrow. Right now, it's 48. WT. And then Friday, about 70. Fine, it's 7 o'clock. TAW, College Station, Bronx.
Interstate Battery.
Senator. AW News Time is 4 minutes. WTA degrees. We'll take a look at your. It's after 7. It's 48 News. Brought to you by Tradition Forecast. Coming up after the. Your full service oil and mobile one oil and lube. 2018 next to Raleigh Car Lube Shop on Villa Maria at J. Bryan next to the main car wash or at East Williams.
Don't seem to get it sometimes.
Senator.
We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamon. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamon Campaign.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're joining the legion of perennial enthusiasts, you're about to get your rewards. Those early spring types are in full bud and bloom, and more are soon to follow. This is a great time to make plans for an entirely new perennial garden. We'll outline the steps to success right after this message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble. They're affordable, and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors from which to choose, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape.
And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, their pre-engineered bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on the color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Again, the website, MuellerInc.com. If you want to be successful with a perennial garden, start with a highly visible location. Perennials are great when they're grown in dedicated beds with other perennials nearby. That allows you to plant for a whole season of color. When one type finishes and starts looking ugly, you have two more to take its place. However, you'll also want the permanence of evergreen shrubs to anchor the bed. Perennial gardens usually look best when they're positioned away from the house, maybe as a jet out into the grass from the fence or the driveway. You need a sunny, well-drained location. Most perennials do best in full sun. Work the soil thoroughly, mixing in several inches of organic matter such as peat moss, shredded pine bark mulch, compost, and rotted manure. If you're amending a tight clay soil, you can also add 1 inch of washed yellow brick sand or expanded shale, but only in combination with the organic matter. Rototill all of that down 10 or 12 inches and pulverize all the soil until there are no clods larger than a quarter. Rake the prepared soil into berms to ensure good drainage, and then edge them with stone, wood, metal, or quality plastic edging to maintain the elevations. Perennials are available in many different forms. Some you merely get from a friend or neighbor who's overloaded with that type. They're also available in 4-inch and 6-inch pots, even 1-gallon containers at local nurseries, starting sometime soon and going on through the spring. You can order many of the more exotic types from national mail-order sources online, but do try to buy locally whenever you can. Keep your perennials well-watered and fertilize them once a month while they're growing actively and producing flower heads. Once they quit, you can start holding back on the plant foods. Prune dead stubble out of the bed to keep it well-groomed and use some type of mulch to discourage weed growth. Dig and divide your perennials when they become crowded. Let's talk about some of the best for the early spring. I like jonquils, narcissus, and daffodils. Of course, you plant them back in the fall, but they're in bloom right now and they're beautiful. Avoid big types like King Alfred and Mount Hood. They don't come back very well. Thrift is a type of creeping phloxen, and it's gorgeous. Oxalis is an old-fashioned plant that many of us buy anew each spring. It makes a beautiful edging to beds. Garden pinks are sweet little beauties. There are perennial types. Iris bloom from late February through March. Purple coneflowers in mid-spring. Gloriosa daisies in early summer. I like the variety Goldstern. And then hardy amaryllis and Shasta daisies and on to my beloved daylilies. Oh, there's some great perennials. A lot more than just those. I'm Neil Sperry, a year-round tree program in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:52. 21st-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball put together a late charge, but in the end it just still wasn't enough as the guys fell to Missouri last night 62-58. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy after the loss.
I thought Missouri's defense and their ball pressure and our inability to get the ball inside to Tyler Davis was a big key in the game. And you got to give Missouri credit. They double-teamed him some in the first half, some in the second half. And their ball pressure forced 16 turnovers. That's too many turnovers in that possession game like we play and like Missouri plays.
Now, the Aggs were pretty much handcuffed in the first half with big man Tyler Davis mired in early foul trouble. Coach Kennedy gave credit to the man defending him, Jeremiah Tillman.
Getting Tyler Davis in foul trouble was a big factor in the first half. He picked up 2 fouls, and Jeremiah was very aggressive. And Tyler picking up 2 fouls was a big difference in the game compared to the last game. Jeremiah was in foul trouble at our place, and Tyler was in foul trouble here, and I thought that was big in the first half.
No, the Aggies got the better of the Tigers 60-49 earlier in the year. The loss snaps a 4-game win streak for the Aggs, who fall to 17-9 overall and 6-7 in SEC play. Elsewhere, a big win for Texas Tech as the 7th-ranked Red Raiders top 23rd-ranked Oklahoma 88-78 in Lubbock.
Big win in the Big 12. They're all big, but this one especially because we have so much respect for Oklahoma, Coach Kruger and the players. And so I'm just really happy for our guys.
Red Raiders head man Chris Beard. His squad now sits atop the Big 12 at 22-4 overall and 10-3 in conference play. In the pool, the SEC Championships kick off the day at the Texas A&M Student Recreation Natatorium. The Aggie women are ranked 2nd in the nation, while the guys come in at number 11. Here's men's head coach Jay Holmes.
I mean, obviously, the SEC, I believe, is the best conference in America. All the men's teams in the SEC, there's not a bad team. They all bring something about them that are going to be hard for us to compete against. I mean, so this is a great environment. Us being able to host it here, it really is a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, we spend a lot of time in this pool. Our team obviously knows this pool pretty well. We've had a lot of great moments in this pool. And our team is so far has handled a lot of really good things.
Hopefully, the Maroon and White can get it done. Things get underway at 10:30 a.m. On the softball diamond, the 6th-ranked Aggies look to build on a 4-0 start when they welcome SFA to town. First pitch is at 5 p.m. with broadcast on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Back out on the court, the Dallas Mavericks came up short to the Sacramento Kings last night, 114-109. San Antonio dropped its third straight, 117-109 to Denver. And Houston got the better of Minnesota, 126-108. James Harden finished with 34 points and 13 assists for the Rockets, but he gave credit to the bench for coming in clutch.
Yeah, we got all guys that can knock down a perimeter shot. You know, some of the forces of the bigs to come out of the paint. Guard us on the perimeter. And the floor opened up, Brian got going and kind of carried us that fourth quarter.
Now you heard Harden mention Ryan Anderson, who provided 21 points off the Rockets bench. Houston will be back in action tonight when it welcomes Sacramento to town at 7 o'clock. And Sean White has captured the men's half pipe in Pyeongchang, becoming the first American male to win a gold in 3 separate Winter Olympics. It also marked the 100th gold all-time for the U.S. in the Winter Games. And by the way, they're 4th this year. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor. Brazos Valley Cares is hosting the 5th annual Stake Your Support Dinner at Coulter Field on Saturday, March 3rd. This year's theme is MASH and will raise funds and focus on the continued support of local veterans. Silent and live auctions, great steaks, cigars, and open bar. Stake Your Support, a great night to honor the brave men and women of our community, sponsored by Brazos Valley Cares. Devoted to improving the lives of military veterans and their families. Get your tickets now, BrazosValleyCares.org.
You don't have to know the exact size, favorite color, or preferred fragrance. Galleria Spa Salon Boutique has got you covered. Whether it's spa treatments, a day of makeup, hair and beauty, or a shopping spree in their boutique, Galleria Spa Salon Boutique offers everything along with their award-winning smiles and service. Galleria at Rock Prairie has their popular gift cards in any denomination. And don't forget Galleria at Century Square opening in 2018.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
The factory has challenged Tom Light Chevrolet to sell 100 new trucks. We will not back down from a challenge, and we will not be undersold. Now save over $15,000 off MSRP on new 2018 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab. $15,000 off. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet at Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include $7,000 factory incentive, $750 package option savings, $77.79 discount. When available, ends February 28th.
Morning, about a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Next hour, Sasquatch.
Sasquatch?
Yeah, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, Sasquatch? Something like that.
Sasquatch. Sasquatch. Whatever. Sasquatch.
It's like suspect, but Sasquatch.
That guy. Anyway.
Like Bigfoot?
May have a background, have something to do with A&M. We'll have that in the next
hour. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And police say a stranger spanked a man's 2-year-old son at a grocery store in Georgia when the kid kept asking his dad for candy. The 62-year-old Juan Martinez, arrested on Tuesday night.
Oh,
yeah, the 2-year-old's father says, well, the son was asking for a candy bar over and over again at the store's checkout. And Martinez got annoyed at it and popped a kid on the butt one time.
Oh, wow.
Yep. That'll cost him $3,300.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
child abuse.
Well, yeah.
It's not your child.
You never know how he's asking for the candy, too. All right, so there you go. It's going to be nice today, weather-wise, once this fog gets out of here. Be a high of around 70 degrees today. Just by the way, tomorrow, 75. And then Friday, about 72. Right now, it's 48. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.
Interstate Battery.
Senator.
WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post.
Senators
don't seem to get it sometimes. Meet the bottom line. We know how to balance a budget check and cut the bull. Sign both sides of a pay. Economic growth is vital to our. We also know that Ecuador border is an ever-growing threat region and an unsecure. Send me to Austin and I will. I'm Ben Lamon.
It's paid for by Ben Lamon.
Won't let you down.
Political ad.
Neil Sperry, and I'll be back
with campaign.
Hi, this is right after a word from our with today's Plant Talk Texters.
For more than seven
sponsor and friends at
producers have depended on producer the years, farmers and ranch agricultural products and cooperative for quality of livestock feeds, plant services from a full lot, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranching seed and fertilizers. You'll find it all at producers, ranch equipment and supplies, quality service, high performance products, Team 43, producer standing results since 9th of Highway 21 in Bryams on Texas Avenue North 778-6000 or call 979 to purchase.
If you're joining,
no membership necessary.
Perennial enthusiasts, you're joining the Legion of early spring types are in full about to get your rewards soon to follow. This is a bud and bloom and more. So entirely new perennial. Great time to make plans for success right after this garden. We'll outline the steps this month for a temporary storage for message. Why pay every Mueller building? Mueller's back facility when you can own a Mueller. They're affordable and they backyard buildings are easy to assumption right in your own backyard. Offer a permanent storage solution. Sizes available in more than 30 with a variety of backyard building kits, complete colors from which to choose the shape. And if your equipment requirement any home or landscape, base Mueller's standard series requires even more storage space to work for you. From where these buildings are ready to go, their pre-engineered bolt workshops to big barns, variety of size and color options, together buildings come in a variety. Visit them online at Mueller's. You can also visit UELLERINC.com, MUCOM, to get a free custom RINC.com. And while you're there, click on the customized building estimate. The perfect combination of color selector tool to make choosing. Find out more about Mueller's is an easy decision. To call 877-2 Buildings and Metal Roofing. That's 877-2-Mueller today. Again, the website, Mueller Inc. and 2-Mueller. If you want to be successful with .com. A visible location, perennial gardens start with a highly dedicated beds with those are great when they're grown in. That allows you to plant other perennials nearby. When one type plant for a whole season of color, you have two more to take its place. Finishes and starts looking ugly. You also want the permanence of evergreen place. However, you'll also perennial gardens usually need shrubs to anchor the bed. Away from the house may look best when they're positioned to grass from the fence or the drive. Maybe as a jet out into the sunny, well-drained location driveway. You need us best in full sun. Most perennials do several inches of organic mix the soil thoroughly, mixing in shredded pine bark mulch, compactor such as peat moss. If you're amending a compost and rotted manure, add 1 inch of wash yield. Like clay soil, you can also add banded shale, but brick sand, or the organic matter. But only in combination with 10 or 12 inches and pull rototill all of that down until there are no clods. Pulverize all the soil. Rake the prepared soil into larger than a quarter. And edge them with stone, wood, and berms to ensure good drainage and edging to maintain the element. Metal or quality plastic. Perennials are available in many different versions. Perennials get from a friend or neighbor who's formed. Some you merely get.
They're also available in four overloaded with that type, 1 gallon containers at lower inch and 6 inch pots, even sometime soon and going on local nurseries. Start, you can order many of the more exotic ones through the spring. Order sources online types from National Mail, buy locally whenever you can, but do try to buy perennials well watered and fertilized. Keep your perennials growing actively and fertilize them once a month. While they're, you can start holding back on flower heads once they quit. Prune dead stubble out of the bed on the plant foods. Some type of mulch to discourage to keep it well groomed, and use your perennials when they become cringe weed growth. Dig and divide about some of the best for the early crowded. Let's talk about narcissus and daffodil spring. I like jonquil, but they're in bloom right now. Of course, you plant them back in the fall. Avoid big types like can. They're beautiful. Back very well. King Alfred and Mount Hood, they don't come creeping flocks, and it's gorgeous. Thrift is a type of fashion plant that many of us just knock. Salus is an old, it makes a beautiful edge. Buy a new each spring. Pinks are sweet little beauty to beds, gardens. Iris blooms, there are perennial type. Birch purple coneflowers, and from late February through March, the daisies in early summer, mid-spring, gloriosum. And then hardy amaranth, I like the variety gold star season on to my beloved brillis and shasta daisy perennials, a lot more than just daylilies. Oh, there's some great prosperity. A year-round those. I'm Niels, Texas. Until then, happy tree program and our next Plant Talk. Gardening.
Sports fans, I'm Zach T. Good morning, sport on Newstalk 1620. Dealer with your morning sports update. This sports update is brought to you WTAW. Local award-winning Kubota and new home by WC Tractor. Your load up. Good morning at 6:52. On dealer in Bryan and Navis. Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball. 21st ranked charge, but in the end, it just still basketball. Put together a late charge. Missouri last night, 62 wasn't enough as the guys fell to Kennedy after the loss. 258. Here's Coach Billy.
It's in their ball pressure. But Missouri's defense to get the ball inside. And they're our inability game. And Tyler Davis was a big key. They double teamed him some. You got to give Missouri credit. They didn't have. And in the first half, some in the second, 16 turnovers. Their ball pressure for a succession game. There's too many turnovers in that replay. And like Missouri,
so we're pretty much handcuffed in the
face.
Now the Aggies, Davis mired an early foul first half with big man Tyler. Credit to the man defending him, Jared Trouble. Coach Kennedy gave
Davis in foul trouble was a big
for Maya Tillman.
Getting Tyler two fouls and Jeremiah was back in the first half. He picked up and getting it was very aggressive. A big difference in the game. Tyler picking up two fouls was a compared to the last. Jeremiah was in foul trouble. Tyler was in foul trouble here at our place.
No, the
I thought that was big in the first half.
60-49 earlier. He's got the better of the Tigers. It's a four-game win streak for the Aggies in the year. The loss snaps were all in 6-7 and SU fall to 17-9. Elsewhere, a big win for Texas Tech SEC play. Elders top 23rd ranked Oklahoma is the 7th ranked Red Raider.
Big win in the Big 12. They're
Oklahoma 88-78 in Lubbock.
Especially because we have so much respect big, but this Coach Kruger and the player back for Oklahoma. Happy for our guys. Right. And so I just really
his squad now sits atop the Big Red Raiders head man Chris Beard all and 10-3 in conference 12 at 22-4 overall the SEC championship play in the A&M student recreation natives kick off the day at the Texas Center ranked second in the nation while Torium the Aggie women here's men's head coach Jay Hall the guys come in at number 11
SEC Holmes. I mean obviously America all the men's team I believe is the best conference and I'm a bad team they all teams in the SEC zone and there's not a about them that are all bring something for us to, you know, it's going to be hard and great environment, us being able to compete against them. So this is a great, a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, this hosted here, it really is. Our team obviously knows this pool. We spend a lot of time in this pool, great moments in this pool pretty well. We've had a lot of, our team is, and really good things.
Hopefully,
so far has handled a lot of
things underway at 10:30, and the Maroon and White can get it done. Ball Diamond, the 6th ranked Aggies, AM. On the soft part, when they welcome SFA to Texas, look to build on a 4-0 start PM with broadcast on Willie Found. First pitch is at 5pland.com. 15:50 and Radio Ag Mavericks came up short to the Sacramento. Back out on the court, the Dallas 14-109. Sacramento Kings last night, 148, 117-109. San Antonio dropped its third, got the better of Minnesota, 129 to Denver and Houston. James Harden finished with 34 points, 26-108. Rockets, but he gave credit to the bench and 13 assists for the Rockets.
Yeah, we got all guys.
Bench for coming in clutch.
Yeah, you know, I saw the 4 second, you know, knock down the perimeter shot. Guard, you know, guard is the bigs that come out of the paint. You know, the floor opened up on the perimeter. And, going and kind of Brian got good.
No, you heard Harden.
Carried the stuff for
21 points off the rock. Mentioned Ryan Anderson, who provided back in action tonight when it welcomes Kitts bench. Houston will be back. Block. And Sean Wall, Sacramento to town at 7 o'clock. And Pyeongchang, becoming the fight, has captured the men's half pipe, win a gold in three separate wins. First American male to mark the 100th gold all-time Olympics. It also marks games. And by the way, their fourth time for the U.S. in the winter game. Your morning sports update brought to you by this year. And that's been Talk 1620 WWC Tractor on News Taylor. Brad's TAW. I'm Zach. Annual Stake Your Support Dinner. Valley Cares is hosting the 5th day, March 3rd. This year's Eric Coulter Field on Saturday funds and focus on the continued theme as MASH and will raise silent and live auctions, support of local veterans, an open bar. Stake Your Support. Great steaks, cigars, and honor the brave men and women of our support. A great night to honor Valley Cares. Devoted to immunity, sponsored by Brazos veterans and their families. Improving the lives of military. BrazosValleyCares.org. Get your tickets now.
Eyes, favorite color, you don't have to know the exact size. Galleria Spa Salon Boutique or preferred fragrance. Whether it's spa treatment, Peak has got you covered. In beauty or a shopping spritz, a day of makeup, Galleria Spa Salon Boutique offers free in their boutique. Galleria, their award-winning smiles, everything, along with at Rock Prairie as their popular meals and service. Galleria Nation, and don't forget gift cards in any denomination. Opening in 2008 at Galleria at Century Square. 18.
Class of 81, owner. This is Jeb Blair. In today's busy world, owner of J&B Propane, with the choices we have made, we are sometimes complacent with suppliers, regardless of. Fortunately, with propane's a choice and change is easy. Your current agreement, you have propane to find out how easy. Contact J&B can benefit you. Visit this hassle-free conversion, propane.com, or call at our website at jmbpropane.com. Call us at 936-JMBPropane65 for your free.
The factory has challenged.
Thanks for listening.
100 new trucks. We will, unlike Chevrolet, to sell what? And we will not be under. Not back down from a challenge. $1,000 off MSRP. Sold. Now save over 15 heavy Silverado crew cab. On new 2018 Schley to Tom Light Chevrolet. $15,000 off. All roads at TomLight.com. Chevy Bryan College Station. Online.
Savings include $7,000.
Find new roads.
Package option saving. 77 factory incentive. 750 ends February 28th. The 79 discount. When available.
Stuck 1620 WT. Morning, about a minute till next hour. KW.
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
Yeah, Sasquatch. Something like that.
Sasquatch. Yeah, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah. Suspect, but Sasquatch.
That's
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. Sasquatch.
Like foot.
May, yeah, may have a guy. Anyway, like big. Something to do with A&M. We'll have that in the background. Headphones and police.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Spanked a man. They say a stranger grocery store and 2-year-old son at a when the kid kept asking Georgia the stranking his dad for candy. Juan Martinez, the 62-year-old. This did on Tuesday night. Says, well, the son was asked 2-year-old's father. So over again at the store's check asking for a candy bar over and just got annoyed at it and popped out. And Martinez, yep, that'll cost him to kid on the butt one time.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. Well, $3,300.
Yeah, really? Not your child.
You never. You,
child abuse.
Well, yeah, he's asking for the candy, too. You never know how. It's going to be nice today, weather-wise. All right, so there you go. Be a high of around 70. Guys, once this fog gets out of here, it's 75. 70 degrees today, just by the way, tomorrow. Right now, it's 48. WT. And then Friday, about 70. Fine, it's 7 o'clock. TAW, College Station, Bronx.
Interstate battery.
Senator.
AW News Time is 4 minutes. WTA degrees. We'll take a look at your. It's after 7. It's 48 News. Brought to you by Tradition Forecast. Coming up after the. Your full service oil and mobile one oil and lube. 2018 next to Raleigh Car Lube Shop on Villa Maria at J. Bryan. Next to the main car wash or East Williams.
Don't seem to get it sometimes.
Senator.
We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamond. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamond Campaign.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're joining the Legion of Perennial Enthusiasts, you're about to get your rewards. Those early spring types are in full bud and bloom, and more are soon to follow. This is a great time to make plans for an entirely new perennial garden. We'll outline the steps to success right after this message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble. They're affordable, and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors from which to choose, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, their pre-engineered bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on the color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Again, the website, MuellerInc.com. If you want to be successful with a perennial garden, start with a highly visible location. Perennials are great when they're grown in dedicated beds with other perennials nearby. That allows you to plant for a whole season of color. When one type finishes and starts looking ugly, you have two more to take its place. However, you'll also want the permanence of evergreen shrubs to anchor the bed. Perennial gardens usually look best when they're positioned away from the house, maybe as a jet out into the grass from the fence or the driveway. You need a sunny, well-drained location. Most perennials do best in full sun. Work the soil thoroughly, mixing in several inches of organic matter such as peat moss, shredded pine bark mulch, compost, and rotted manure. If you're amending a tight clay soil, you can also add 1 inch of washed yellow brick sand or expanded shale, but only in combination with the organic matter. Rototill all of that down 10 or 12 inches and pulverize all the soil until there are no clods larger than a quarter. Rake the prepared soil into berms to ensure good drainage, and then edge them with stone, wood, metal, or quality plastic edging to maintain the elevations. Perennials are available in many different forms. Some you merely get from a friend or neighbor who's overloaded with that type. They're also available in 4-inch and 6-inch pots, even 1-gallon containers at local nurseries, starting sometime soon and going on through the spring. You can order many of the more exotic types from national mail-order sources online, but do try to buy locally whenever you can. Keep your perennials well-watered and fertilize them once a month while they're growing actively and producing flower heads. Once they quit, you can start holding back on the plant foods. Prune dead stubble out of the bed to keep it well-groomed and use some type of mulch to discourage weed growth. Dig and divide your perennials when they become crowded. Let's talk about some of the best for the early spring. I like jonquils, narcissus, and daffodils. Of course, you plant them back in the fall, but they're in bloom right now and they're beautiful. Avoid big types like King Alfred and Mount Hood. They don't come back very well. Thrift is a type of creeping phlox, and it's gorgeous. Noxalis is an old-fashioned plant that many of us buy anew each spring. It makes a beautiful edging to beds. Garden pinks are sweet little beauties. There are perennial types. Iris bloom from late February through March. Purple coneflowers in mid-spring. Gloriosa daisies in early summer. I like the variety Goldstern. And then hardy amaryllis and Shasta daisies and on to my beloved daylilies. Oh, there's some great perennials. A lot more than just those. I'm Neil Sperry, a year-round tree program in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:52. 21st-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball put together a late charge, but in the end, it just still wasn't enough as the guys fell to Missouri last night, 62-58. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy after the loss.
I thought Missouri's defense and their ball pressure and our inability to get the ball inside to Tyler Davis was a big key in the game. And you got to give Missouri credit. They double-teamed him some in the first half, some in the second half. And their ball pressure forced 16 turnovers. That's too many turnovers in that possession game like we play and like Missouri plays.
Now, the Aggs were pretty much handcuffed in the first half with big man Tyler Davis mired in early foul trouble. Coach Kennedy gave credit to the man defending him, Jeremiah Tillman.
Getting Tyler Davis in foul trouble was a big factor in the first half. He picked up two fouls, and Jeremiah was very aggressive. And getting Tyler picking up two fouls was a big difference in the game compared to the last game. Jeremiah was in foul trouble at our place, and Tyler was in foul trouble here, and I thought that was big in the first half.
No, the Aggies got the better of the Tigers 60-49 earlier in the year. The loss snaps a four-game win streak for the Aggs, who fall to 17-9 overall and 6-7 in SEC play. Elsewhere, a big win for Texas Tech as the 7th-ranked Red Raiders top 23rd-ranked Oklahoma 88-78 in Lubbock.
Big win in the Big 12. They're all big, but this one especially because we have so much respect for Oklahoma, Coach Kruger, and the players. And so I'm just really happy for our guys.
Red Raiders head man Chris Beard. His squad now sits atop the Big 12 at 22-4 overall and 10-3 in conference play. In the pool, the SEC Championships kick off the day at the Texas A&M Student Recreation Natatorium. The Aggie women are ranked 2nd in the nation, while the guys come in at number 11. Here's men's head coach Jay Holmes.
I mean, obviously, the SEC, I believe, is the best conference in America. All the men's teams in the SEC, I mean, there's not a bad team. They all bring something about them that are going to be hard and for us to, you know, to compete against. I mean, so this is a great environment. Us being able to host it here, it really is a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, we spend a lot of time in this pool. Our team obviously knows this pool pretty well. We've had a lot of great moments in this pool. And our team is, so far, has handled a lot of really good things.
Hopefully, the Maroon and White can get it done. Things get underway at 10:30 a.m. On the softball diamond, the 6th-ranked Aggies look to build on a 4-0 start when they welcome SFA to town. First pitch is at 5 p.m. with broadcast on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Back out on the court, the Dallas Mavericks came up short to the Sacramento Kings last night, 114-109. San Antonio dropped its third straight, 117-109 to Denver. And Houston got the better of Minnesota, 126-108. James Harden finished with 34 points and 13 assists for the Rockets, but he gave credit to the bench for coming in clutch.
Yeah, we got all guys that can, you know, knock down a perimeter shot. You know, so it forces the bigs to come out of the paint, guard, you know, guard us on the perimeter. And the floor opened up, Ryan got going and kind of carried us that fourth quarter.
Now, you heard Harden mention Ryan Anderson, who provided 21 points off the Rockets bench. Houston will be back in action tonight when it welcomes Sacramento to town at 7 o'clock. And Shaun White has captured the men's halfpipe in Pyeongchang, becoming the first American male to win a gold in 3 separate Winter Olympics. It also marked the 100th gold all-time for the U.S. in the Winter Games. And by the way, they're 4th this year. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor. Brazos Valley Cares is hosting the 5th annual Steak Your Support Dinner at Coulter Field on Saturday, March 3rd. This year's theme is MASH and will raise funds and focus on the continued support of local veterans. Silent and live auctions, great steaks, cigars, and open bar. Steak Your Support, a great night to honor the brave men and women of our community, sponsored by Brazos Valley Cares. Devoted to improving the lives of military veterans and their families. Get your tickets now, BrazosValleyCares.org.
You don't have to know the exact size, favorite color, or preferred fragrance. Galleria Spa Salon Boutique has got you covered. Whether it's spa treatments, a day of makeup, hair and beauty, or a shopping spree in their boutique, Galleria Spa Salon Boutique offers everything along with their award-winning smiles and service. Galleria at Rock Prairie has their popular gift cards in any denomination. And don't forget Galleria at Century Square opening in 2018.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, We are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
The factory has challenged Tom Like Chevrolet to sell 100 new trucks. We will not back down from a challenge, and we will not be undersold. Now save over $15,000 off MSRP on new 2018 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab. $15,000 off. All roads lead to Tom Like Chevrolet at Bryan College Station. Online at TomLike.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include $7,000 factory incentive, $750 package option savings, $77.79 discount. When available, ends February 28th.
Morning, about a minute till. Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Next hour, Sasquatch.
Sasquatch?
Yeah, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, Sasquatch? Something like that.
Sasquatch? Sasquatch. Whatever.
Sasquatch. It's like suspect, but Sasquatch.
That guy. Anyway.
Like Bigfoot?
May have a background, have something to do with A&M. We'll have that in the next
hour. Okay.
Yeah. And police say a stranger spanked a man's 2-year-old son at a grocery store in Georgia when the kid kept asking his dad for candy. The 62-year-old Juan Martinez arrested on Tuesday night.
Oh,
yeah. The 2-year-old's father says, well, the son was asking for a candy bar over and over again at the store's checkout, and Martinez got annoyed at it and popped the kid on the butt one time.
Oh, wow.
Yep. That'll cost him $3,300.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
child abuse.
Well, yeah.
And it's not your child.
You never know how he's asking for the candy, too. All right, so there you go. It's going to be nice today weather-wise once this fog gets out of here. Be a high of around 70 degrees today. Just by the way, tomorrow, 75. And then Friday, about 72. Right now, it's 48. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.
Interstate battery.
Senator.
WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or East William J. Bryan next to the main post.
Senators
don't seem to get it sometimes. Meet the bottom line. We know how to balance a budget check and cut the bull. Sign both sides of a pay. Economic growth is vital to our. We also know that Ecuador border is an ever-growing threat region and an unsecure. Send me to Austin and I will. I'm Ben Lamond.
It's paid for by Ben Lamond.
Won't let you down.
Political ad.
Neil Sperry, and I'll be back
with campaign.
Hi, this is right after a word from our with today's Plant Talk Texasers.
For more than seven
sponsor and friends at
producers have depended on producer to years, farmers and ranch agricultural products and cooperative for quality of livestock feeds, plant services from a full lot, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranching seed and fertilizers. Find it all at producers. Ranch equipment and supplies, your quality service, high performance products, Team 43. Producer standing results since 9th of Highway 21 in Bryan's on Texas Avenue. Avenue North 778-6000 or call 979 to purchase.
If you're joining,
no membership necessary.
Perennial enthusiasts, you're joining the Legion of those early spring types are in full about to get your rewards soon to follow. This is a bud and bloom and more. It's an entirely new perennial. Great time to make plans for success right after this garden. We'll outline the steps this month for a temporary storage facility. Why pay every Mueller building? Mueller's back facility when you can own a Mueller. They're affordable and they are buildings are easy to assumption right in your own backyard. Offer a permanent storage solution. Sizes available in more than 30 with a variety of backyard building kits, complete colors from which to choose the shape. And if your equipment requirement any home or landscape, base Mueller's standard series requires even more storage space to work for you. From where these buildings are ready to go, their pre-engineered bolt workshops to big barns, variety of size and color options, together buildings come in a variety. Visit them online at Mueller's. You can also visit UELLERINC.com, MUCOM, to get a free custom RINC.com. And while you're there, click on the customized building estimate. The perfect combination of color selector tool to make choosing. Find out more about Mueller Steel's an easy decision. To call 877 Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing. That's 877-2-MUELLER today. Again, the website, Mueller Inc. 2-MUELLER. If you want to be successful with a .com.
In visible location, perennial garden start with a highly dedicated beds with those are great when they're grown in. That allows you to plant other perennials nearby. When one type fit for a whole season of color, you have two more to take its place. Finishes and starts looking ugly. You also want the permanence of evergreen lace. However, you'll also perennial gardens usually need shrubs to anchor the bed. Away from the house may look best when they're positioned to grass from the fence or the drive. Maybe as a jet out into the sunny, well-drained location driveway. You need us best in full sun. Working. Most perennials do several inches of organic mulch. The soil thoroughly, mixing in shredded pine bark mulch, compost, such as peat moss. If you're amending a compost and rotted manure, add 1 inch of wash yellow like clay soil. You can also add banded shale, but brick sand, or the organic matter. But only in combination with 10 or 12 inches and pull. Rototill all of that down until there are no clods. Pulverize all the soil. Rake the prepared soil into burns within a quarter. And edge them with stone, wood, berms to ensure good drainage and then edging to maintain the element. Metal or quality plastic. Perennials are available in many different versions. Perennials get from a friend or neighbor who's formed. Some you merely get. They're also available in four overloaded with that type. 1 gallon containers at lower inch and 6 inch pots even. Sometime soon and going on local nurseries. Start. You can order many of the more exotic ones through the spring. Order sources online types from national mail. Buy locally whenever you can. But do try to buy perennials well watered and fertilized. Keep your perennials growing actively and fertilize them once a month. While they're you can start holding back on flower heads once they quit. Prune dead stubble out of the bed and the plant foods. Some type of mulch to discourage to keep it well groomed and use your perennials when they become cringe weed growth. Dig and divide about some of the best for the early crowded. Let's talk about narcissus and daffodils spring. I like jonquil, but they're in bloom right now. Of course, you plant them back in the fall. Avoid big types like and they're beautiful. Back very well. Alfred and Mount Hood, they don't come creeping flocks, and it's gorgeous. Thrift is a type of fashion plant that many of us just knock. Salus is an old, it makes a beautiful edge. Buy a new each.